Today I got time,
hey y'all.
You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz.
Y'all see me?
Nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
Hey.
You disrespecting me. I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespecting me. I
go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good, honey. It is Super Bowl Sunday. And for everybody who knows me, y'all know I don't bandwagon jump. Okay? I am repping my Minnesota Vikings. Bam, purple and gold. I don't bandwagon jump, but you know, good luck to the teams that made it. We got booted out a while ago, but I'm still going to rep my, you know, shirt. I hope you guys are doing good. Yes. Shout out to everybody who's here. I wanted to come and do a stream before the official Super Bowl game started. I didn't even know if anybody would show up, but honey, looks like, you know, at least 2,000 of y'all are here. So I hope y'all are doing good. Let's see here. We got a super chat already. Strawberry sent $5. She says, happy Sunday. Hit the like button, y'all. Yes, definitely hit that like button. I appreciate you, Strawberries. Thanks for coming through. So it has been a crazy few days. I'm going to say this. I was shocked. If you guys don't know, Cardi B dropped her new music video this past Friday. Now, y'all know I've been really busy with all this BS with Shekinah Joe. And so I was dealing with all that stuff. And so I had no idea about the shout out initially until I had went into my Telegraph. And my mods from Discord were telling me, like, look, she just shouted you out. She shouted you out. And so we were asking, like, well, how did she get your products and things like that? So for y'all who don't know, I started my own skin and hair care line. Well, just shampoo and conditioner. I'm not going to say it's a hair care line, but it's mainly a skincare line. But I added shampoo and conditioner. And I started this a year ago. It's called Dope Beauty. It usually runs after my videos. That's my little commercial. And so a lot of people have been supporting it over the past year and a half. I know Naima Tang, she bought the whole set. I know Bondi has bought some pieces from there. And I appreciate all the support. So what was so funny is that I was on Twitter and I had seen Cardi B trending. I'm like, oh Lord, what my sis do now? And she was trending because she was asking people what she should use on her skin because her skin has been really dry and she's been going through some skin issues. And so I hit her up and I was like, excuse me, you know your homegirl got a skincare line. I was like, let me go ahead and send you some products. You know what I'm saying? I was like, everything's at my warehouse. I can get it shipped straight to your P.O. box. Let me go ahead and ship it out to you. And that's all. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think anything. I didn't ask for no money. I didn't ask for anything. It was just me just looking out for her because she said she was having, you know, skin issues and was trying to find a good face wash. And a lot of people who have reviewed my products have stated that it's really helped them out with like eczema and just different things like that. So I sent her the whole kit and caboodle. And so, you know, I was shocked when I came onto social media and I seen her just promoting it in her highlight story. And to me, I just respect genuine people. You know, you ain't got to be a fan of hers. Y'all know me. I don't give a damn. You ain't got to be a fan of hers. I fucks with Cardi, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? She's always been genuine and I've always been just as genuine to her. And so for her to just promote my line, you know, she didn't ask for a fee. And trust me, she makes bank when she promotes. For her to just do it out the kindness of her heart just meant so much to me. So honey, when I tell you people have been ordering, the sales have gone up. I'm just shocked. You know, I just really am. And I just want to thank her. I know you're watching. So thank you, girl. I know I told you thank you like all weekend, but just thank you for being genuine and just supporting this Black woman and her little endeavors to, you know, build generational wealth. I really, really appreciate it. So, yeah, man, she's good people. I don't care. Y'all don't know her like that. Y'all can go off of little things on social media, but she's very genuine and she has a very genuine heart. So I really appreciate that. So yes, honey, Barty Gang was going crazy in my DMs. So thank you, Barty Gang, for y'all's support as well. I know a lot of y'all ran to go buy some of the products too. So I really appreciate that. Let me see here. Oh, we got a lot of super chats coming through. Let's see. Marlon Harrison says, sending love before the Super Bowl. Hey, thank you so much. Who are you going for, Marlon? Write it in the chat. Let's see here. Kaya Kendrick Our aunt says, hey, auntie, looking pretty in purple. Love you. Love you too, sis. And thank you for being an essential worker. Thanks for stopping through. Nathan Five says, hey, T, finally caught alive and figured out how to do a super chat. Love you, girl. Love you too. And thank you for coming through, Nay. Kirby Wiggins says, T.I. and Tiny show is suspended. They in trouble now. Honey. Let me talk about that real quick. Because I noticed a lot of people are trying to make this a whole race thing. Like, oh, y'all are helping to take down the black man and the black man show. Shut the fuck up with all that, okay? We are living in the Me Too Time's Up era. Are y'all crying? Do y'all know that Armie Hammer, the one who was DMing girls and sending text messages talking about he wants to cannibalize them and eat them and barbecue them? Do y'all know he's literally been removed from everything he's been doing? His career is now being ruined based off of some random Twitter person. Anybody can get it. Okay, that's the problem. Y'all try to make excuses once it's something that's going on in our own community. Okay, if you're not going to cry when all these white men's careers got destroyed, I'm not going to cry tattoo tears. Like I said, for each person, I'm going to wait for it to go to trial and let it play out in the court of law. It's not my job to be anybody's judge, jury, and executioner. The only thing we do here is report the news. That's it. That's all. But yeah. The same way they're doing Armie Hammer is the same way they're doing T.I. So again, if you enjoy your livelihood and you enjoy your status and your fame, act accordingly. You know, that's just real talk. Act accordingly. Like I said, people are going to do what they want to do in the bedroom. It's not my job or anybody's job to regulate the bedroom. But what people need to realize is when that power dynamic is not equal, you might find yourself in a heap of trouble. If you want to have threesomes and do a bunch of freaky shit, do it with other people who have something to lose. Stop picking up the fry cook. Stop picking up the random girl that works at Arby's. Mess with other millionaires. People who have things to lose if the shit gets out. Because when you're out here just fucking broke people and throwing, you know, $1,000 at them, and then they're mad and left like they were, you know, they left the situation feeling used and abused, it can come back to haunt you. So again, understand the power dynamic and you'll be okay. Go ahead and go do your little freaky shit, but quit fucking the fry cook. I'm just saying. Thank you for that super chat, love. Let's see here. Teresa Campo says, love you, T. I'm always rooting for you. Thank you so much, sis. Kebra Moore says, hey, sis, can you send me my new romance erotica novel? Oh, can I send you my new romance? You got to email me that. Thank you for the super chat. Marvin D sent 10 says, looking pretty in purple. Thank you, Marvin. Miss Kel 35 says, love from London. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for coming through. Jay Naomi sent 999 says, hey, T, longtime sub from Rhode Island. I feel like I grew up watching you. Thanks from the bottom of my heart. You really helped me during my high school. First time catching a live from the start, XOXO. That's awesome. Thank you for coming through, sis. Let's see here. Nyan Bella sent 25 says, love you, have no idea. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. But child, yes, it's a lot of stuff going on. So I wanted to come on here and, you know, do the little live stream, honey. Yeah, shout out to Farah Muhammad. He said, skull. Yeah, you know, you from Minnesota. You know about that skull. I'm still repping, even though we did not make it to the Super Bowl. I don't care. I'm still a Vikings hoodie. But yes. So yeah, I talked about Cardi B. Shout out to her. I appreciate that. So let's go ahead and talk about Miss Yellowbone herself. I want a light. What would they say? What's the song? I want a long hair, thick red bone. Open up her legs to filet mignon. That. Okay, let me stop. Well, looks like that damn yellow bone didn't keep the baby home. Okay. Now, this whole situation is a mess. Danny Lee took to social media a little bit ago today to let the world know that basically the baby dumped her. So let me go ahead and show y'all my Instagram real quick. Give me just a second. And you know what? Honestly, this says a lot about the damn baby. Because as soon as shit got hot, he dipped on her. He straight up dipped on her and left her in that controversy that he helped to propel. Because don't forget, he was in her comment section leaving little yellow balls and shit. Co-signing that bullshit. And then left her high and dry. And now she out here looking like the colorist dummy. So this is what she wrote, in case y'all care.
I don't.
She says, officially single. And then she had a little black heart here. And then I said, just because I don't care, are you African American? That's my response to her, you know, because from what I'm told, yellow bones is something that's reserved for African, light-skinned African-American females, okay? So, yeah, that damn tiny violin, honey, I felt no ways. See, this is what happens when you think that you've won a prize, and this man has shown you time and time again he does not respect you. How many times has he ran back to his baby's mother, Mimi, and then, you know, played basically ping-pong between the, what is that, ping-pong between the both of y'all? And I hope Mimi doesn't take him back either. I hope Mimi's smart enough to see that, just allow him to be a father to his children. But now that he's a celebrity, that shit done gone to his little short, big head. Okay? That's not the same man you was with before the fame. He's definitely changed. And the sad part is, he's now taking to social media and he's basically asking for Valentine's dates. He's posting pictures of India, what's her name? India Love. You know, so I guess he went from one yellow bone to another yellow bone. So he's posting pictures of her dancing to his song on TikTok. He's asking for a date. I said, well, damn, y'all ain't even been broke up 12 minutes. And he's already looking for some new cooch. So I know Dani Leigh, whatever the hell you say her name, Leigh or Lee. I know she's definitely salty because her career just took a hit for trying to profess her love to this man. And then as soon as the shit got hot, as soon as she made herself look stupid, as soon as she got embroiled in all this controversy, he left her high and dry. And so that says a lot. If you can't support me while I'm going through it, that lets you know that that person was never there for you. He was just using you. And see, and that's the problem with a lot of chicks like Dani Leigh, that people like B. Simone gas up, is that y'all sit here and y'all put these chicks on a pedestal. Then their heads get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Bro! Sometimes y'all pop that big ass head. Their heads get big and they think like they're God's gift to men. And she found out early Sunday morning that fat meat was greasy. Woke up Sunday morning, got a little bad news today. Who remembers that song, Blackberry Molasses? Blackberry Molasses, one of the things that never change. They gonna ding my damn live stream for singing. Damn it, YouTube. Let me live my best life. Y'all remember that damn song? Oh, yeah, she got some bad news on the Sunday. Anytime people get bad news on a Sunday, it makes me think of Blackberry Molasses. So she learned, you know what I'm saying, that fat meat is greasy. And that skin tone means nothing at the end of the day. You know, a lot of times these dudes will use females as some type of trophy. And they'll get gassed up for a bit because they're arm candy and, you know, this and that. But she's learning that at the end of the day, that's all she was to him, was just a conquest, a quick trophy, somebody to, you know, to be talked about on the blogs. And now he's moving on to the next chick. So never think because of your complexion or your features that that's automatically going to keep somebody. So, honey, that's a lesson in life right there. That yellow bone song was just trash. Let's see here. Kia Randolph sent a 1999 sticker. She says, you are amazing. Thank you so much, Kia. Thanks for the sticker. Cameron Roach sent $15. Thank you, Cameron. Lucky Charm says, hey, T, became a recent tea sipper. Love your channel. Can't wait till you open up your Discord again. I've never used it before, but I would love to try. Thank you so much for the super chat, love. Naya sent $5. She said, will you open up your Discord again? All right, well, here we go with the Discord. I am going through. We brought in, how many members did we bring in, mods? Y'all can write it in. I think we probably brought in 60 or 70 new members yesterday. So I've been going through slowly, passing out invites, checking people off the list. It's a slow process, but it is what it is. So I am bringing people in. We did a big welcome party. Well, first we did a dragon party. Shout out to the two fools who got kicked out. Bye-bye. They got booted out, and we had a whole gift dragon party last night. And then after we got done dragging them, we did a welcome party for the newbies. The newbies was like, they was posting like little pictures like, yeah, I just got here. I'm just looking out the window at all these gifts. We had the newbies like scared because they didn't know what was going on, honey. We be in there acting a fool when we had the little gift parties and we post stuff. We go crazy for hours and then we switch it around. So welcome to all the new people who came yesterday. Sorry if y'all got caught up in the dragging session, but yeah, it was fun times, fun times. Shout out to the Blue Gang. Oh my goodness. Let's see here. Jazz K sent 20. She says, brought three of your teas. I love the peach apricot black tea. I can't wait to try others. Keep building your generational wealth. Thank you so much. That is one of my favorite teas. That's what I'm drinking right now, is the peach apricot. So thank you so much, sis. I appreciate your support. Let's see here. Kayla Bab says, is your Discord just for conspiracy or tea? I love you. It's a conspiracy Discord. But we, you know, we have fun. We also, I also DJ parties and we do Netflix nights. Sometimes we play games. So we do a lot of different stuff on there. But the main basis of it is conspiracy. We are all deep thinkers. We talk about stuff that we can't talk about on Instagram and on Facebook and all that mess. So we just, anything deep, we take it to the Discord. So yeah. Let's see here. So now that whole Dani Lee situation, she's out of there like swimwear. Not sure who the baby's going to be dating next. We'll have to wait and see. So now we got to talk about this Gorilla Glue situation. And I'm going to keep it real with you. I knew she was trying to stay away from this topic because I just sit back and watch stuff. Y'all know me on social media. I don't tend to get too emotionally invested in bullshit. And I saw a lot of people are just literally invested in this story. I'm sorry, but this story looks like something that came from the pits of hell. Something about this entire story makes no sense. And I also do not like the racial things behind it. Okay. One, we always had black women, not always, but you know, we've all seen it, you know, racist shit like that on social media, comparing black women to gorillas, comparing black women to apes, to monkeys. You know, even when I see this picture of her, let me go ahead and show you this. Even when I see the picture that a lot of like news outlets are using next to her, it doesn't sit well with me. This is the picture that you'll tend to see from the news outlets. Her next to a bottle of Gorilla Glue with the gorilla here and her face. It's just, I don't know. I'm not feeling this story. The story has way too many holes in it. I don't know if y'all even looking at it that deeply. So this woman, her name is, I believe, Tessica. Yeah, Tessica Brown. Now, from what I've been researching, this gorilla story did not just happen. She's from Louisiana. She's been dealing with this on TikTok for over a month. But it's now left the damn, you know, devil's den of TikTok and made its way to Instagram and Twitter. And now the mainstream has picked up on this, right? So she came on the social media to basically let people know that a month ago, she ran out of Got to Be Glue, which is a spray that a lot of girls use to, like, you know, apply lace fronts. You use the Got to Be Glue gel, and then there's also a spray you can use. So she claims that that's what she used, but then she ran out. So then she proceeded to, just out of the blue, nobody at all, She then proceeded to just use Gorilla Glue spray. Let me go ahead if I can find the video of her talking about it. Here it is. So y'all go ahead and watch this. This whole situation is a mess. Okay, this is the video.
Hey, y'all. For those of y'all that know me, know my hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. No, it's not by choice. When I do my hair, I like to, you know, finish it off with a little Got to Be Glue spray, you know, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used this Gorilla Glue spray. Bad, bad, bad idea. Y'all, look, my hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? It don't move. I've washed my hair 15 times and it don't move. Stiff wear. Woo! My hair. So I'm gonna tell y'all like this. If you ever run out of Got to Be Glue spray, don't ever use this. Look, y'all, look, you wipe it off and nothing happens. Like, this is the life that I'm living at this point. Like, this is the life that I guess I'm gonna have to live. Yeah.
Child, let me go ahead and pause this bullshit and come back on the screen. I don't like my intelligence being played with. First and foremost, the more I researched on the lady, I feel like she's nothing but a clout chaser. This woman is 40 years old. So let's start with the, oh, she's, you know, this young lady. She's 40 with children, meaning she's grown. Second of all, as I look on her Instagram page, which is now blown up, she went from having like maybe 200 followers. She's now at over 400,000 followers on her Instagram, almost close to 500,000 on her Instagram page. Okay. I've been doing social media long enough to know that people will do anything for clout. If you've been on my channel for years, y'all have seen me report on the lady who went into Home Depot and claimed that she got stuck on the toilet seat. Claimed that a Home Depot employee put glue on the toilet seat and she got stuck to it, only to find out this goofy bitch bought the glue and stuck her own ass to the toilet seat. Okay, we've all been around when we saw the people writing stuff on receipts. Oh, this waitress called me, the F word. This waitress called me a nigger, all types of stuff. Only to find out the customer wrote it themselves to try and go viral. Who remembers that old bitch from KFC who had her granddaughter with her and claimed that, oh, the people at KFC was making fun of her granddaughter because her granddaughter's face had been mauled by dogs. Claimed that people at KFC was making fun of her and told her and the granddaughter to leave, that nobody wanted to eat around her. Social media got smart. They contacted every KFC in the area to look for that video. Video was not found. When she was confronted with this, she admitted that she lied because I guess she wanted free KFC and a GoFundMe. So people will lie for any little thing. They will do anything for clout. I am confused at how this 40-year-old woman would even think that Gorilla Glue spray is equivalent to Got to Be Glue. Why would you think something that is meant for things like wood, glass, arts and craft projects would go on your hair? You mean to tell me that somebody's, I go through her Instagram page. See, I just go to the top surface level. As I go through her page, I see a woman whose hair is fried and laid to the damn side. Hair is whipped. But you mean to tell me this woman whose hair is whipped, let me share my screen with y'all, all of a sudden does not know the difference between hair glue and Got to Be Glue? Look at her hair. Well, I don't know if that's her. That might be her daughter. But that's her right here. Here goes her right here with her hair done. Right here. There are so many pictures of her with her hair just laid. And then there was even one, there was a post here, let me see if I can find it, where she was tagging her stylist. I think this might have been it. No, but you can see her hair is whipped. Her hair is really nice here. But there's a few pictures. I got to go through them. But there's one where her hair is done really nice. And she even tagged her stylist. Here she is with some braids. Here she is right here. This is the one. She tagged her stylist in this 28 weeks ago. Hair is whipped. Makeup on point. You mean to tell me she couldn't have contacted the same stylist and said, hey, should I put this in my hair? Is this safe enough to use for hair? She obviously knows the stylist enough to tag her on Instagram. Hair whip, two-tone hairstyles. She says, stop playing. No, you stop playing with me, damn it. Look at this. This is somebody who don't know about hair. Stop playing. Hair done by me and my baby Lucy. This is a beautiful hairstyle. You mean to tell me this is somebody who does not know about hair? Y'all believe any fucking thing on social media. Y'all believe anything on social media. People was over here trying to get me emotionally invested in that bullshit story. I said, let me go ahead and investigate. You mean to tell me somebody whose hair is whipped like that does not know the difference between got to be glue spray and gorilla spray? And the thing that's really annoying with this situation, because it's one thing, okay, whatever. She wants clout. She wants followers. You had the damn bootleg Twitter LLC on Twitter talking about, oh, y'all need to help her start her own hair company. She needs to be able to, oh yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. She also has a GoFundMe account. Thank you for bringing that up. If you look at the top of her page, she also has a GoFundMe. Let me show y'all this shit. Thank y'all for bringing that up in the chat. See, my Discorders know we've been investigating this case for days now. Ain't none of us buying this bullshit. This, if you go to the top of her page, it takes you to a GoFundMe. You click on it. That is her GoFundMe. She's already made $800. She's looking to raise $1,500. For what? For what? This is some self-induced bullshit. But she wants to get paid on GoFundMe as if she was beat up and somebody sprayed her with this glue. Now, what's so funny about this situation as well is that on top of her doing that, her trending, the Twitter LLC people are over here crying tattoo tears, saying that we should all come together and help her start her own product line. Are y'all serious? Who would want to buy products from somebody who doesn't even know the difference or who claims to not know the difference between Gorilla Glue and hair glue? There are so many Black women right now who have their own product lines. And I'm not talking about myself. So don't ever think when I'm talking like, oh, I'm good. I'm blessed over here. People going to buy what they want to buy. But there's a lot of Black women who have put blood, sweat, money, tears into making their own products, labeling them, getting them shipped out to customers. Why y'all not fighting for these people's products to be LLC'd and sold? Why y'all fighting to have her start a product company? That doesn't make any sense. What she needs to do, the way she can capitalize on this, is go sell some fucking t-shirts. Hashtag Gorilla Glue Girl of 2021. She can capitalize that way. I'm not saying she shouldn't get no money. Hell, you viral. Might as well get some money. But sell some t-shirts. Telling her to go start a product line is stupid. You know, this whole situation is just, it's sad because people get so emotionally invested in bullshit. Now this girl has had to go to the hospital to try and take it off. So obviously she sprayed this stuff on her hair. But I believe she did this thinking that, you know, it would eventually go viral, which it did. Because it's a crazy story. It's not being picked up by all the legitimate news sources from TMZ to the Daily Mail. Okay. People will do anything to go viral, and they'll do anything for clout. And that's just facts. It's so sad. You have folks attacking the Gorilla Glue company. Let me show y'all this bullshit. All these mushmouths on social media. Oh, the Gorilla Glue company should be ashamed of themselves. How dare they not put out a statement? Gorilla Glue is stupid. I wouldn't have said shit. They put out a tutorial video. I wouldn't have done nothing. I'd have sat there and ate my food. Okay? Go ahead and show y'all this foolishness. Social media, once again, trying to put the blame where the blame don't belong. Because, again, there's no such thing as personal responsibility in this day and age. So this is who they're blaming now. This is one of the tweets that went viral. It's absolutely insane. Gorilla Glue hasn't made a single statement about this the whole time. Girl, bye. Let this have been Dope Beauty. I wouldn't have said a damn thing. You want to go stick fucking shampoo up your ass? To see if it'll make your ass smoother and you get burnt? That's on you, bitch. I ain't saying nothing, okay? So Gorilla Glue don't own nobody no type of explanation because Gorilla Glue ain't told y'all asses to go spray that shit in y'all's foreheads, okay? So I'm sorry. Y'all trying to blame the wrong company. If I was Gorilla Glue, then I would have heard shit from me. But you know, everybody tries to be politically correct. Not I, said TT. Gorilla Glue decided to put out a statement and a little tutorial video on what their glue should be used for. I wouldn't have put out shit. I'd have kept sipping my damn tea. Like, I hope your ass feels better next week. Put it on top of your head where the damn shampoo should go, okay? Quit trying to wash your ass cheeks with shampoo. Oh my god, let me share my screen, y'all. Y'all know I'm a mess, hoodie. Alright, here goes the damn directional video. This is ridiculous. Grown ass adults. Let me unmute spray this. Adhesive.
Gorilla spray adhesive is heavy duty, multi-purpose, and easy to use. It forms a clear permanent bond that is moisture resistant and can be used on projects both indoors and out. Its comfort nozzle and controlled fine mist spray provides an even application on your project. Gorilla Spray adhesive is repositionable for up to 10 minutes and then forms a permanent bond that won't yellow over time and is photo safe. It can be used for craft, home, auto, or office to mount things to surfaces like paper, cardboard. Today, I'm going to show you how to use Gorilla Spray adhesive. Gorilla
Spray. That was it. Yeah, that was it. Let me come back on the screen, honey. All right, so y'all seen that tutorial from the Gorilla Glue company. Like I said, couldn't have been my damn company. Shit. They had to literally put out a directional video because people kept blaming them as if they were telling folks, this is how you use our product, as if they came out and told folks that you should use our product on your hair. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know why my screen looks all grainy, but obviously StreamYard is on one. So, yeah, so that whole situation, I'm not buying it. I feel like it's really stuck on her head because she did go to the hospital. I won't deny that. But I believe she did this for clout. Then she posted a video about her of her in the ER. So let me show y'all this. And even the ER people was looking at her like she was crazy. I'm muting this video because she had music and stuff. That's her in the ER. I know this white lady's looking at her like, what the fuck? Then that's her sister trying to help her put acetone and stuff on there. This is ridiculous. Child. And another thing, let's talk about that particular style. That particular style that she's wearing is like, it's like a side swoop with a ponytail. Anybody who does ponytails, you know ponytails, they don't last that long anyways. So I'm confused as to what she was trying to save. Ponytail styles usually last about a week, maybe a week and a half. Because the ponytail starts getting frizzy. You're sleeping on it. The shit starts getting lopsided. So this is not even like a style that's meant to like last a super, super long time. Let me refresh my screen. I don't know why it's getting grainy. If it's getting grainy for y'all, y'all can just try and refresh. Yeah, okay, still grainy. It's something with StreamYard. But yeah, that particular style is not a style that's meant to stay for months on end. I could see if it was like braids or something. It's literally a ponytail. That style is not meant to stay. So that, like, her whole story just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, a lot of people are giving her all this advice. Oh, use acetone, use this, use that. But the problem is a lot of that stuff, it may cause more damage to her skin. You know, the acetone could help. The rubbing alcohol could help, but it may cause even more damage to her skin. You know, people talking about use, you know, Glubigon. Those are chemicals that are being absorbed into her brain. Let's not forget, it's not like she's stuck, you know, her fingers are stuck together. This is something that is attached to her scalp, to her head. So those chemicals can be absorbed and go into her brain. Like, I don't understand, like, the point of this. Like, this is just really disturbing that she felt the need to do this. I believe it was for clout. There's no way that this was an accident. She did this for clout, and she's getting the clout that she wanted. And I'm not buying it. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats. Somebody said, child, please, I have Gorilla Glue right here, and it clearly states, do not use on skin. Thank you. And you know, with a lot of those warnings that are on chemicals and on just different products, they have to put those warnings there because somebody did something for that warning to be there. That's all she had to do was read the bottle, and it would tell you do not use on skin. All she had to do was Google, and it would tell you, no, don't put that on your skin. So I'm not buying that she just did this by accident. I'm not buying it. Gothboy sent $4.99. He says, am I supposed to feel bad for that bitch? I don't. My black old lady meme. I remember that meme too. Thank you, Gothboy. Let's see here. He also sent $4.99. He says, question, why the hell does she have hair products next to Gorilla Glue? She's not playing me. Exactly. Deja said $9.99. She says, this was for clout. Is the Discord open? I wish I would remember. Been watching since I was 14. I'm now 21. Sending love from dreadful ass Detroit. Thank you so much, Deja. Thanks for the super chat, love. So it looks like most people are not buying this story. From the time I heard it, I just thought it was BS. It was BS. Nicole Nikki said that Gorilla Girl is a clout chaser. Izzy Panda says, can somebody super glue a brain inside her head? Ooh, y'all are going in, honey. Dom says they're not even sold in the same store. Exactly. Misty Blue 89 says, I wanted to start a GoFundMe for my disease. And my sister said, only dogs and dumb fucks get sympathy from the internet. And boy, she wasn't wrong. That's the truth. And you got people really going to go to her GoFundMe. I mean, to each his own. I don't care what folks do with their money. But I'm not going to let people play with my emotions. Like, that's just, there's no excuse for that. Hopefully it'll eventually erode off. But I'm not going to be emotionally invested in this story because the story is just stupid. Melanated Spirituality says, I agree. She did all this to get attention and possibly put her life at risk. Shaking my mother effing head. Just like the YouTuber Timothy that got killed for trying to pull a prank on a group. Shaking my head, anything for attention. Exactly. Attention is definitely a hell of a drug. Trading with Options says, those color contacts be looking crazy. King of Makeup says, wait, the queen of YT live during Super Bowl Sunday. There is a guy. My husband and son had the TVs locked down on football for 2 days. I needed some estrogen in my life. It's all good, sis. I was kind of nervous to come on, but I said, screw it. Let me go ahead and talk to my ladies, honey. I know they're going to be up. So thank you for coming through. Thank you for the super chat. So yeah, to me, the whole thing just sounds crazy. Jeriza says, I feel like she was confusing Gorilla Snot for Gorilla Glue, but still, she's definitely getting a lot of clout on this on IG. She definitely is. I'm not buying it at all. I'm not buying it. Lauren C says, I think she thought it was the same as Gorilla Snot, but in a spray. Laugh my ass off. Yeah, but that's why you have to read stuff. you know? And the thing is, like somebody said earlier, they're not even in the same section of the store. So if I'm going to the store to go get hair products and I end up in the back of Walmart near tires and, you know what I'm saying, all types of, you know, hardware stuff, I'm going to be like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't put this shit on my forehead. I don't know. That's just me. I usually go off of, you know, what part of the store I'm in. That just doesn't make sense. That'd be like me going into the car section and then buying car wash soap and thinking I can use it on my body. It's for cars. It's in that section for a reason. Like there's no way that that her story even makes sense. There's just no way. There's no way. Tiffany Watkins says, "Hey T, I stopped watching the live and ordered your amazing product line. Can't wait to try them. My skin and hair. Thank you in advance." You're so welcome. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. DQ says, "Recently came down with C19. Your videos and podcasts have been helping me through this time. I have never been this sick in my 31 years of life. I was hoping that you do a vid on Gorilla Girl, and bam, it comes up 3 seconds later." Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the super chat, and I hope you get better. I'm sorry to hear that you're sick. It's been a lot of stuff going around, you know, but honey, just hang in there. So thank you so much, and I'm glad that I've just been able to keep you entertained during your quarantine. So yeah, this whole situation is a mess. So now, as far as this, when this is going to come off of her skin, I have no idea, but I'm not buying it. Now, let's go ahead and talk about something else. We were talking about this on Discord yesterday, and it kind of, you know, kind of pissed me off because I get tired once again. Anytime one Black person or a Black woman does some foolishness, somehow this is like, you know, it gets tied to Black women. And like I've been saying all year, please leave all Black women out of like just foolish situations, okay? This has nothing to do with all Black women. This is one Black woman, and y'all are finding any excuse to not hold her accountable for what she did. You know what I'm saying? So this person posted this on social media, and we were talking about it on Discord. Let me go ahead and show y'all this real quick. So she says, "The hashtag Gorilla Glue Girl situation just reminds me of the pressure Black women feel to constantly have slick edges. Our edges don't have to be laid 24/7. That's okay." Then somebody else says, "Normalize telling Black girls and Black women that their hair is beautiful even without slick edges." Why are y'all conflating two different issues? And stop acting like all Black women are slow, stupid, and our self-esteem goes off of what people think on social media as far as edges. I don't know where this whole edge culture came from. It's definitely a social media thing, because when I be out in the real world, I don't see all these slick edges. I only see it on social media, because when I be at the grocery store, them damn edges look any type of way. And guess what? When I go out and I don't have on my wig, my edges look any type of way, because why? I don't give a shit. It's not that damn serious. This Gorilla Glue Girl, that is her issue. It has nothing to do with Black women, has nothing to do with our self-esteem, has nothing to do with the fact that, oh, we feel pressured to slick down our edges. No, we don't. Maybe you feel pressured. I know plenty of women who don't give a damn about their damn edges like that. As long as they're full and they're healthy, it is what it is. The only place that sits there and cries about edges and makes fun of people's edges is Twitter and Instagram. That's it. Cause thank you. Everybody's saying, yeah, because I don't care. Prince Onyx says Black Twitter is toxicity to society. Lena says, "Yes, ma'am." Shawfor says, "Speak on it." V Queen says, "If you want to slick edges, I'm going to slick them." I had a boyfriend wanting me to do baby hairs like his ex. I said, "F that. I ain't going to be bald for no damn body." I know that's right. However you want to do your hair, that's your business. If you want to slick your edges to the gods, that's your business. But do not conflate two issues. People who want to slick their edges, that doesn't make them good or bad. That's just their preference. But don't say that because she felt pressured from society to slick her edges, and because Black women are being pressured to slick their edges, that's why she grabbed a bottle of Gorilla Glue and sprayed it on her hair. That's not why. She did it for clout. And I just hope the clout is worth it, because, again, she said that stuff has been on her scalp for a month. Imagine all those chemicals seeping into her scalp day in, day out. Child, it ain't never that serious, honey. At all. Somebody said we blame Chili from TLC. You know what? I don't even blame Chili. That's just how her hair, you know, that's her natural hairline, honey. Blessed be Chili. But, you know, that's just how she rocks her hair. But I think with Chili, it was like, okay, it's cute. But then social media almost like just demonized people for not having slick edges. Remember a few years ago when they was like going in on, what's her name? The gymnast, Gabby Douglas. Y'all are mad at her edges and she's doing flips. She's not here to impress y'all with her hairstyles. She's here to get all damn tens and stay in the Olympics and try and get a gold medal. I mean, like, I don't understand the whole thing about edges. It was Gabby, right? The gymnast. And people's going in on her for that. And it's just like, leave people alone. However they want to style their hair, be it natural, wearing weave, wearing perms, that is their business. But let's not conflate issues and act like, once again, this is all Black women. This is not all Black women. There's too many Black women out here who are smart as hell. Okay, with degrees or no degrees, smart as hell, book smart, street smart, and we know enough not to grab no damn Gorilla Glue. So y'all not gonna play us like that and act like, you know, this is stemming from the low self-esteem of Black women. We're not gonna do that. This is stemming from one Black woman and her being lazy and looking for clout. Hopefully it'll eventually come off her head. How it's gonna come off, I have no idea. Looks like she's gonna try the alcohol method. That's what she last posted. Good luck to her, but I'm not going to be emotionally invested in that story. When her hair eventually comes off, kudos. Moving on. It is not that serious. Alicia Williams says perfection does not exist. Amen. It sure doesn't. It sure doesn't. Let's see here. Ariana Banana. Sam Fai says, sending love from England. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. M. Moo says, racism has nothing to do with that foolishness. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat, too. Appreciate you. Tina Wilson says, hey, T, first time sending the chat. You also have to think if she had to have worn gloves to put that on. Otherwise, her hands would be glued, too. Ooh! Now, look at Miss Tina, first time sending a super chat, honey, and got me thinking. I didn't even think about that. That is true, because the way that stuff sprays, you have to be really careful. Because when we do arts and crafts, usually like when it comes to like spray glues and stuff like that, if I'm doing like arts and crafts, I usually spray that shit outside on the sidewalk. I might be the only one, but I want that shit on my damn good floors. I do a lot of like artsy stuff either on my deck or the sidewalk. So that's a really good point, because that glue kind of goes everywhere. It goes everywhere. When you spray it, you know, it's aerosol. So you'll get that sticky shit on your counters, on your floor. Y'all, if y'all do not see the okie doke in her story, thank you so much for bringing that to my attention, because that is very, very true. That was that super chat was well worth it. Take a bite. Wow, you've rewritten the alma mater. Rest in peace to Mr. Clark. That was my movie, Lean On Me. I was watching it the other night. It came on. Sometimes in our life, we all have... Yeah, I'm not buying her story, for real. That was a really good point. Because that's not the type of glue you can just like, you know, just freely spray like that. It would have got over everything. Her ass would have been stuck to the wall. I I tell you, we got some smart thinkers here, because all them people in her comment section gaslighting her and trying to, oh my God, and oh, I'm keeping you in prayer. You need to pray for people who are really going through it. You got people right now trying to survive the C-19. You got folks right now hungry and homeless. I'm not wasting a good prayer on bullshit. I'm just not. AT sent $5. She said she must have been reapplying that spray because hair usually grows 1 to 2 inches every month. I don't see any new growth. Oh, I didn't see any new growth either, sis. Thank you so much for the super chat. Look at all these good points being made. Where's the new growth? If you sprayed this over a month ago, where's the new growth? Kind of like, where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the new growth? Where's the beef? Let's see here. Joy XM1 says, hey, T, my name is Joy from BK. I've been following you for years. You got me through nursing school, and you have such an amazing spirit and deserve all your blessings. Wish I could send more love. P.S. patiently waiting for the Discord. Thank you so much for the super chat. I really appreciate it. Thank you, sis. Yeah. Mm. Somebody says she smothered her scalp. No new growth because it's smothered. Mm. Something ain't cleaning the buttermilk with her story. I'm not buying it. People can miss me with that. So now, my damn throat. Let me go ahead and get on to the next story because I've been on here for already an hour. So with Gorilla Glue Girl, I feel no ways. I'm sorry. That's some bullshit. She's chasing clout. And she's going to get it, but I hope it was worth it because those are some serious chemicals that she sprayed on her forehead. Let's see here. Yolanda Drinker sent 20 says, hey, sis, looking beautiful. Edge culture had me laugh. Thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, my whole thing is with the whole edges thing. It's just I think it's over exaggerated on social media. Like I've been seeing newborn babies and people are trying to like brush edges on them. Like, it's a baby. Put a hat on her and breastfeed her. She doesn't need edges to get breastfed. Like, what the hell are y'all doing to these babies? Let them just be kids. They have whole edges. It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it is what it is. Sil Senfai says, hey, T, Blue Gang, I think her hair is ingrown. To be honest, it has nowhere to go if she really has that in her hair. Mm. It might be. But I think this is going to cause a lot of damage to her hair and her scalp. I don't think it was worth it. Marinetta Singleton sent 5 says, did you hear about Marilyn Manson? Yes. I did hear about Marilyn Manson, honey. Are you shocked? He's always been a weirdo. And we found an old article. I think it was posted on Discord. There's an old article of him and Johnny Depp. Well, no, not him and Johnny Depp. He's talking about him and Johnny Depp and how they go after young girls. So that article has resurfaced. But Marilyn Manson has always been a weirdo. I'm not surprised at all that he was grooming people and doing all types of weird shit to people. Nothing really surprises me with a lot of these folks in the industry. And the thing is, back then, it was more acceptable. You know, wasn't really talked about. There was no social media. I think now with social media, more people are able to be held accountable for their actions. Whereas back then, there were whispers, but you, what could you do? You know what I'm saying? And that's where we're going to lead into this next story with Justin Timberlake. If y'all do not know, Justin Timberlake is currently getting drugged. When I tell you, they are dragging him by his baby hairs. If he had them, all over Twitter. Britney Spears' new documentary, there's like a Hulu documentary that came out, and it's basically talking about the whole Free Britney movement. And as you guys know, You know, we are team Britney on the Discord. We talk about the Free Britney movement all the time. I'm always posting random videos of Britney. We're always looking for like some type of clue. I don't believe that her conservatorship is valid. I also feel like if she was a male, they would not be on her as hard to keep her under a conservatorship. The fact that this woman, you know, shit, we're like the same age, is not free to come and go as she pleases. She can't be a mother to her children as she pleases. If there was a really dope documentary I watched, I think maybe like a month ago, where somebody like really broke down, like this should have been the documentary, honestly, the stuff that Britney went through. And I think a lot of us, we have sympathy for her because we grew up with her. I remember in high school, when I was in high school and, you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time came out. Like, we watched Britney and Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake come from that, you know, Disney club and blow up to be these mega stars. I remember me and Britney Spears were pregnant at the same damn time. My youngest son and I believe her first son, where I was pregnant at the same time as Britney. That was my pregnancy twin. I don't know if people still do that, but I did it back then. So to see where she's at now, all these years later, to see how much money this woman has made the industry, her father, and she literally has no say in her life, it is really sad. So this documentary came out and people are basically now seeing what we saw years ago, because we've been talking about the Free Britney movement over here. And so they're seeing how bad. People say they can't hear me. Who can't hear me? You can't hear me, turn up your computer. Y'all know damn well Britney Spears is not 48, and I'm not 48 either. You tried it, goofy. So anyways, they're going back and they're watching the documentary. And the documentary is basically showing everything that Britney went through and how Justin Timberlake really disrespected her. And I remember watching the Diane Sawyer interview. And, you know, Justin really painted her out to be the bad guy when they broke up. He also blasted their sex life and basically said, yeah, Britney, you're a virgin? Yeah, okay. And looked dead into the camera to mock her. And then at that point, everybody knew that Britney wasn't a virgin. Well, anybody with common sense would know she was fucking. Her boyfriend's Justin Timberlake. I'd have been on top of his ass too. The hell? You know what I'm saying? But she wanted to keep, you know, her reputation a certain way. That wasn't Justin Timberlake's place to blast that he took her virginity. So he was trash for that. Then he came out with that song, Cry Me a River. And in that video, he made it seem like Britney Spears had cheated on him. And there was like a Britney lookalike. Now, this was all early 2000s, T. Y'all remember that shit? Cry Me a River. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the kids who were around in this era, we remember all that stuff. And she really got a bad rep. And when you really look at the way the media and the paparazzi treated her, I'm very, very surprised that Britney Spears, and she might have attempted, I'm surprised she's still even here. Because when I really like think back to that time, we were all in our early 20s. And in your early 20s, you're just trying to figure shit out. You're just trying to figure out life. You're trying to have fun. You're trying to go out with your friends. You're trying to party. And back then, it wasn't like this, like how it is now. Paparazzi would follow these girls everywhere. Britney, Paris, Lindsay Lohan. That's why Lindsay Lohan is crazy, too. Wherever they went, they would follow these girls everywhere in Hollywood. Be like 50, 60 paparazzis around them. That is not normal. That's not normal for the human psyche. Like I told y'all years ago, one thing about social media, why it drains people so easily, because as human beings, we were never meant to interact with that many people at one time. And that's one thing with just social media. Now imagine every time you walk out the house, there's 50 strangers that you do not know. You don't know if they're friend or foe. You don't know if they're there to harm you or wish you well. And they're just taking pictures of you nonstop. That girl had a mental breakdown to a point she shaved her hair, went at the folks with that damn umbrella. I mean, had a straight mental breakdown. And the way that the media treated her back then, that's why I'd be looking at some of these mainstream media outlets like they're fake. The way, if you Google the way Britney Spears was talked about back in the early 2000s, especially after she had her son, because like I said, I was keeping up with Britney. That's why I'm a fan of her, because we were pregnant at the same damn time. I was keeping up with her shit. How's her baby doing? Is her son walking yet? Because my son's starting to walk. What's your son up to this week, Britney? Because they just followed this woman all the time. There was a time when the baby fell off the high chair. They tried to say that Britney was an unfit mother. They had CPS at her door. Now, granted, she was driving with the baby on her lap at one point in time, but I think that she really did that because she was freaking out and just trying to get out of this situation because the paparazzi were following her. And it's just like, let me just get my baby in the car and just drive away. I believe that that's why she did that. But it was like they was just constantly, constantly, constantly messing with this girl, the mainstream media. Because at that point, she was selling tabloids like crazy. You could not go into a grocery store without something about Britney Spears or her child. And then when she got pregnant a year later, then it was like the cycle just started all over again. So she's been through it. That's why, you know, people can say what they want to say. She's put in work from the time she was a little girl, since she was like 9 years old. And for her to not be able to enjoy the fruits of her labor without somebody controlling her and controlling her estate is very, very sad. Very sad. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely a cautionary tale. Because look at everybody else who was out around the same time. Christina Aguilera, she's fine. She drives and takes care of her children. Pink would beat your ass if you're trying to tell her she can't do something. Pink is just fine. But then you see Britney. She's trying to dance on Instagram. She just looks off. She just looks confused. She always looks scared. It's really sad that she's a shell of herself. So that is why she's trending, because this new generation is basically waking up to what we've been known, the horrible way that Britney was treated 10 years ago. Now, what really kind of messed it up for the paparazzis? I mean, they're still paparazzis, but they're not as bad as they once were, like back in Britney and them's day, is social media. Because with Instagram and, you know, social media and Twitter and all that stuff jumping, celebrities could control their own image a little bit more. Not 100%, but a little bit more. They can now post their own pictures. They can now, you know, control their own narrative. And a lot of those pictures are not worth as much anymore. Because now I think people have just gotten to the point where we've watched so many celebrities break down, harm themselves, and just go through it because of the paparazzi, that it became like a backlash. Like, nah, it's almost like these pictures are blood money. We don't want them. We're not going to buy them. You're sitting here taking pictures of people with their children at their most intimate moments. We don't want those pictures. So I think once the people started, you know, standing up and saying, nah, this is not cool, all that salacious shit kind of died down. It's still around, but not like back then. It was really bad. It was really bad. I remember just watching her, like just watching the stuff on TMZ and, you know, Radar Online, and just shaking my head like, this is not normal. You know, so I can imagine, you know, the stuff that she's gone through. Yeah, somebody said, look at Kanye West. Yeah, it's the truth. It's really, really sad. So basically, Justin is getting a lot of flack for that, for the role that he played in her breakdown. Now, what I also want people to do, you know, because people love to hold people accountable, but they forget Britney was not the only one affected by Justin and his fuck shit. Can we also get him to apologize to Janet Jackson, too? While y'all are doing, you know, hashtag Justin apologize to Britney, I'm cool with that. But let's not forget our good sis, Janet Jackson, okay? Who is one of my favorite entertainers, one of my favorite icons. Who remembers when Justin Timberlake left Janet Jackson? Hell, ooh, how ironic, Super Bowl Sunday. Who remembers Super Bowl Sunday? I believe it was 2004. When he went and pulled something off a damn titty, just nipplegate on live television. I said, well, damn, I don't think I was supposed to see your nipple, but I admit. And, you know, Janet was so embarrassed. She was so embarrassed. I still don't understand it. I'm like, well, why did he need to rip that off? Did that meant to happen? Like, I don't get the choreography, but nonetheless, why was he not shamed too? Only Janet was ridiculed. Janet was, I think, did she get a fine? Or maybe the FCC fined the Super Bowl? I don't know. But she got a lot of scrutiny. I mean, she was drug for that Super Bowl performance. So much so, she's never been invited back. Meanwhile, Justin Timberlake, did he not perform maybe two Super Bowls ago? He performed. And the whole time, it's like she got blacklisted. She was demeaned. You know, oh, black women, they're so sexual. They don't know how to just keep their titties in their bra. Hold up now. Don't you dare do that. Shit. Let people drug Janet. But yet and still, the guy who did it, who was on stage, he got no flack. And I never understood it. He got no flack for it. Nobody said, well, hey, Justin, how about you keep your hands to yourself? Or, hey, Justin, did you not think that was a bad choreography move? Or, hey, Justin, you should be blamed just like she's blamed. Justin Timberlake said nothing. He acted like he went on stage with her. He was on MTV doing, you know, videos and doing interviews. And I'm like, Justin, you know we could see you, right? You was there, weren't you? So you just gonna act like it didn't happen? But then as soon as Janet Jackson goes to do an interview or talk about anything, they keep bringing up Tittygate. Why y'all keep asking her, but y'all not asking him? Long story short, Justin, you need to apologize to not one, but two women, okay? You helped to put two different women in a really bad light for your own selfish gain. Janet was a friend to you. And again, Janet was much older, trying to collab with a younger artist and keep her name relevant. And it really, really affected her career after that. Because that damn Demeter Joe album was trash. Before that, she was making good music. I said, damn, Justin Timberlake done fucked up Janet Jackson's whole damn everything. I don't know, man. I'm glad he's been held accountable. I'm glad people are seeing, like, you know, what he did during that Diane Sawyer interview and are calling him out. He probably won't speak on it, though. That's how Justin is. He's the type. He understands media and PR. He's going to play crazy and just let, you know, he's like, oh, it's just social media outrage. He's probably not going to ever speak on it. But I'm glad that this generation sees that he's not a big hero that people make him out to be. He's a low-key asshole. It is what it is. I'm still going to bang in sync, though. Bye, bye, bye. I'm not going to throw the whole in sync away. Okay? They had some bops in high school. Not going to get rid of that album. But yeah, honey, the industry is a dirty, dirty place. Very dirty. Let me see here. Charlotte says, hey, T, you be coming with the facts. Get him to apologize to Janet ASAP. He didn't say nothing. He went on to thrive. Keep being UT, love from Minnesota. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. Yeah, people forget about that, man. Like, if he's going to trend, you know, I'm going to show a whole nother perspective. Yes, what he did to Britney was foul, but we're not going to forget Miss Jackson. Okay, because she was putting in work before either Justin or Britney ever came on the scene. Victoria Vuktik says, check your IG DM. I would like to send you some brand name jewelry and nails. All right. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Goth Boy. Oh, I know you a big Britney fan, honey. That's your picture in the Discord. Big old Britney Spears picture. He says, Justin cheated on Britney Spears first. Britney didn't use it against him, but he did also. But he also did cheat on his wife, Jessica Biel, and Cameron Diaz. Mm. So it looks like Justin Timberlake can't keep his peen in his pants, honey. Goth Boy spilling all the damn Justin tea. TJ Sent Five says, T, thankful for the Discord notifications because you know how YouTube does. Me and my daughter are over here showing support. Thank you so much, and thanks for the super chat. Yes, that Discord announcement, those alerts are on point. As soon as I post anything, my phone be like, ding. I'm like, okay, Discord. But let it just be just regular YouTube notifications. I'd be like, I hit the notification bell for everybody I'm subscribed to. I don't get no notifications. YouTube be like, you not watching this video. I'm like, damn. Like, what the hell? Can I watch the video that I'm, you know, I'm subscribed to the channel. Can I watch their content? But yeah, the Discord be on it. Thank God for the Discord. Let's see here. Stephanie Brown says, love you, internet, sis. I'm late. Better late than never, honey. A lot of stuff is mistakes. A lot of stuff is a mistake. Thank you for you were crying tattoo tears for Danny. A lot of stuff is a miss. Thanks for you were crying tattoo tears for Danny. I don't know. That the last part kind of confused me. Are we talking about Danny from Game of Thrones? I'm confused. But thank you for the super chat, though. Shireen sent 20 says, hey, T, I've been watching you since middle school, 16 now. I look up to you because of how hardworking you are. Glad you watch Game of Thrones. Not many kids my age watch it. It's nice to hear you talk about it. Love you. Love you, too. And your name is Shireen, like Princess Shireen from Game of Thrones. I love that. That's the first thing I thought about when I read your name. Make sure you come to the Game of Thrones party. Now, shout out to my New York tea sipper. She is sending me a Game of Thrones goblet. So thank you. I met her a few years ago when I did my meetup in New York. So she DM'd me the other day and was like, I have an extra goblet. I want to send it to you for the party. So I'm waiting. She sent me the tracker number. So I'm waiting for the goblet. But we should be having the party hopefully sometime this week. But I will keep y'all posted. But I'm very excited. I just want to just talk to everybody about it. And I've been rewatching it, too, just to like refresh my memory on the, you know, the first 2-3 seasons. So, yeah, make sure you definitely come through. And thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Judy Payne says, I not only feel like Janet got flat because she's a black woman. It also has to do with because she was a Jackson. Look what they did to Michael. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree. Thank you for the super chat, sis. Brooke Wright says, T.I. and Justin are trash, but I'm still going to listen to My Love by them. What was that one? The old man's dead and gone. Yeah, remember they had that song too? When T.I. was going to jail, he was trying to make all that positive fucking music. Sir, just go to jail. He had all the positive tracks with Justin Timberlake. The homie's dead and gone. Y'all remember that damn song? Everybody was like, T.I., just go to jail. You can't go from making trap music to the old me's dead and gone. Oh my God. I'm telling you, the early 2000s were a mess, honey. A straight up mess. How long have I been on here? Oh my God, we got over 15,000 people watching. That's awesome. Okay, I've been out here for an hour and 12 minutes. I know y'all are ready to go, you know, get back to y'all Super Bowl. This has been an awesome live. I'm glad I got a chance to come on here and talk to you guys. So thank you guys for coming through. I really appreciate it. Oh my God, these comments are cracking me up. Y'all here talking about T.I. hoodie. So on that note, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and head out and get to this game. I want to catch the halftime show. I don't even know who's performing the halftime show, hoodie. I'm going to try and catch that, see what the boys are doing. So I'll talk to you guys later. You guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and thanks so much for coming through.